let's look at the top fundraising mistakes. One of the things I mentioned before was how when you're an angel investor, your percentage of that company's ownership keeps getting diluted because more shares keep getting issued. Entrepreneurs don't understand that a lot of times. So they start and say, well, you know, I'll sell you 10% of my venture for $1 million, and in 5 years it'll be worth $200 million, and your 10% will be worth $20 million. Well, it's not true. Even if they build that venture to where they sell it to somebody for $200 million, mm-hmm. that early investor is not going to keep their 10%. They'll be lucky to have 2.5%. Whenever an entrepreneur will hype or exaggerate, it doesn't serve them well. A third would be they want an NDA. You know, my technology is special. Mm-hmm. And they should understand very few venture firms, venture capital firms, or angel investors will sign a non-disclosure agreement. Now, to be sure, if you get far enough in due diligence and you do have an exotic technology and it is essential to the success of the venture, then somebody might sign a very narrow NDA for that one specific thing or agree to have a third-party patent firm or consulting firm do that analysis. But expecting secrecy or confidentiality is a mistake. You know, it's simple. We look at probably for every venture we fund, we look at 30. A VC firm for every venture they fund will look at 100. If any of us started signing non-disclosure agreements, we'd become paralyzed very quickly and could not look at very many ventures. Number two on that would be inability to answer questions directly. You'll hear at one of our screening sessions, well, you know, and the entrepreneur starts dancing, and instead of just either saying, I don't know, or saying the answer that they're uncomfortable with, they try to act as if, you know, somehow they could dance away from that question. And then the final one would be this not having an elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. Back to what I said before is that, you know, the concept of an elevator pitch comes from you suddenly find yourself in an elevator with one of the top venture capitalists and you've got like from the first floor to the eighth floor to tell them about your venture. So it may take, you know, 20 seconds, a minute, something like that. Can you do it? You know, as opposed to by the time you got to the eighth floor, you barely – given them your name but told them nothing to excite them about your venture. So the concept of an elevator pitch is you'll run into a lot of people. You want to have something that's very succinct that gets them excited to want to know more. But that's generally the top mistakes.
Mm-hmm.